This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Hey, what is happening? It's that time of the week again. Tuesday Roundup, except... Dr. Kenneth, a.k.a. Kenneth Brownwater, Doc Brown, a.k.a. Doc Breezy, he is away today, so we have a very, very special co-host filling in.
Whoa.
Last Skeptic.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Corin, a.k.a. Keezy, a.k.a. Skeezy Manezy.
Whoa.
Breezy. Woo.
Sleezus in the building. What are you saying, Mr. Hugh Joseph?
Oh, buddy, how are you, mate?
I'm great, man. I'm good. I'm great. And you know what? I say this beginning of every show that I do on FUBAR, and I think I'm not going to break tradition.
Good.
I just want to say that, you know, there's a lot of pressure on me today. The last couple of times that I was here, you know, I know I was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, I was above average funny, you know. So there's a lot of pressure on me today in order to deliver constant mirth.
Do you reckon you'll be able to?
I don't know if I can, man.
God, you sound a bit upset.
I'm really upset. I'm not.
Oh, no.
Tell us more about that.
How do you feel?
Well, my soul feels burdened with a heavy weight.
Oh, no.
Almost feels like a huge nodules of lead bearing down upon my shoulders.
Oh, that's so fun.
I feel like I'm staring into the abyss, to the watery abyss.
No, that's actually a cup of water.
Yeah.
That obviously was a cup of water.
No,
we don't have a cup of water because Will, producer, offered one and never got it. Thanks a lot, buddy. Really appreciate that. Thanks for that. Mate, it's so good to have you feeling in today.
That's Thanks, bro.
How are you anyway? You doing
I'm fucking
right?
brilliant, man.
Yeah?
I'm fucking brilliant. Yeah, I can't complain. I've got a new record out next week. Yeah, it's called Revenge is the Best Success, but I will talk about that a lot. Do not even worry about that.
Mate, it sounded so good. So,
Thank you.
And from what I know, because we've been bumping heaps of your tunes here over
Thank
the
you.
Last sort of week or two, but are you making like a video for each one as well?
Well, no, not on this one. I've done one video and then I'm shooting another one in 2 weeks.
Right.
And there's four songs. I don't know yet. I mean, if there's any video directors out there that want to collab and do some
Good.
Madness, holler at me, because as you know, I do a lot of weird videos. I did for Thanks for Trying, I did 14 videos, one for every song, and for the last EP I did lots of crazy ones as well, so kind of seeing how it goes. And
good, man. It's sounding really, really good, dude.
Thank you.
Must be very, very happy with the response it's getting as well, because like Scott Street's on fire.
Well, there you go, you know what I mean? Like, all the OAP homes are bumping it, you know what I mean? All the cheesemongers have got it blaring in the shops. You know, that's my two main markets, really, OAPs and cheesemongers.
So. My man. Mate, absolute pleasure. What do you want to be called today? We didn't talk about this. Do you want me to go with...
Lord Skeppers.
Last. Can I call you Last?
Lord. Lord Skeppington.
Lord Skeppington.
His Royal Highness.
How about Shit Nugget?
Yeah, that's good,
Should we
man.
Go with Shit Nugget? No.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with Skeppers.
Let's go with Skep.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Brilliant,
let's do
mate.
That. No government names, yo.
No, absolutely
You know what I mean? Hugh isn't your real name, so it's cool.
No. Well, I've actually got a friend, because Hugh spelled H-U-W, and a friend of mine who I've known and worked with for about 10 years still spells my name H-U-G-H. And I did it again yesterday. And I was like, dude, I've known you for like 10 years.
Wow.
And he's like, mate, I know your name's not spelled like that.
I know
you think you're on some Madonna shit, like changing your name or doing, you know, you just want to have one single name. What?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
My parents gave me that name, all right?
You know what I mean? Be proud of that.
Thank
you. I am proud of that. You should be proud. You know what really pisses me off, man, is that when people write you an email and they spell your name wrong, like, but they've spelled it right in the title of in your email address.
Yeah.
So they know how to spell your name because they've written your email address.
Oh, like what I do to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that, by the way. Oh, gosh.
This is the anti-Hugh Joseph show.
Yeah. Got a feeling that is going to happen. Hey, are you okay with, like, public displays of affection? Like, seeing people?
I've got my penis out right now, so...
You do?
Yeah.
You do. Luckily, I'm good with that.
Good.
I want to tell you something up next, which you very likely will not be okay with. I really hope so. It's coming up on FUBAR.
I look
small mind, I found a way to get inside you. I'll give you peace of mind. I see you falling. I might see you falling. I might see you falling before this. I don't see you falling. I don't see you falling. I don't see you falling. You by the hand, you don't wanna be there, over the sea and on to land. As I look into your eyes, I'll pay no mind. I found a way to get inside you. I'll give you peace of mind.
That's Uncle Be There, the name of that one, featuring Ian Brown. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Last Skeptic with you. Doc Brown's away.
Yeah.
But we're going with Skeppers.
I mean, the Lord Skeppington thing is fine as well. You know, it's totally
that.
Cool.
I prefer that.
You know.
It's rather formal, though.
I guess so.
Skeppington.
No, that's a good point, actually.
It's all right. We got another hour and 51 minutes to figure it out.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure we'll nail it by the end of the show.
I hope so, man. I really hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to go into another one of those
shows. Leave this.
No,
that's
depressing rants again. You know, about how I feel.
No,
about my life
and, yeah, you'll be fine.
I mean, we've already done one. I mean,
it's going to turn into a counselling session. Hey, I'm really, really pumped. A killer new comedy show. It just kicked off on ITV2. It's called The Ty and Kai Show. Ty and Kai, they've been doing sketches for years and stuff like that. They've just got the big time show. They're going to be joining us just after 5 p.m. in the studio. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. Yo, yo, yo. Oh no, you didn't.
All right, what this week has got us saying, oh, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. Now, first things first, we were just talking about public displays of affection. Mm. Are you okay, Lord Skeppington, with seeing the odd one? And, like, you know, we're seeing couples and stuff like that out in the street. Are you okay with that? Does it make you feel like, God, get a room or whatever? Or?
Well, you know what? It totally depends on the place. I mean, no, actually, you know, no, okay. No, I take that back. I take my first sentence back. No, I don't ever want to see it ever. I don't. Unless I'm in the privacy of my own home watching my brand.
So you want to watch you want to watch people make out in your house? Is that what you're saying? That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, well, unless I invite them to my house.
So you invite a couple over for dinner, friends that are a couple over.
That's
for dinner.
It.
Guys, come over.
You. Do this. Shut up. No, you know what? I always end up doing, especially if I'm in a club or something, or you know, even if I'm DJing and two people have started like kissing next to the booth, I just end up doing that awkward Larry David thing and where do I look? Oh no! Oh shit! I'm not looking. Oh, oh my god!
So true.
And, you know, what do I do? But like, you know, at the same time, we've all been there in that situation where, you know, you're in public and shit gets a bit. You know,
100%, 100%. Like, I actually saw this really funny thing, like a little video on Facebook the other day. A couple that were kissing out in the park somewhere, and this dude creeps up behind them and then sticky tapes their heads together and runs off. Mean, really mean, but funny.
Great, I see you found my home videos.
Funny, I have. Yeah, your channel's off the chain.
Yeah,
so
well,
off
there
the
you
chain.
Go.
Hey, what about say seeing public displays of affection from your parents?
No.
That's like full on next level.
What you mean? What, parents to child is in like a nice way, like sending them off to school? Or
what about your parents?
Parents specifically.
How would you feel about them making out in public?
I mean, no, good on them.
When you were a kid or wherever. Or, you know
what? Maybe they make another one of me, which is pretty fucking good. So
yeah, but not in public. Or... or in public.
Or
does
in
it
public.
Happen? Probably not to your parents because you are Lord Skeppington, so your parents are a royalty. But cop this, man. Cop this, right? So this is a couple at Westfield, a local Westfield recently to London, right? This is they're from South Wales. They went to West London shopping, Westfield shopping mall. And they were there along with two children, aged 3 and 5, their kids, right? And they decided to get a little bit busy on the couch next to the lift in the shopping centre, right? So they shooed the kids off to go and play. Mm-hmm. It got so escalated that she ended up giving her partner oral sex on the couch. Mm-hmm. The kids came back and they just kept going.
Yeah.
What? Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! You didn't.
You know what? It's the last bit of the story that fucks me up the most.
Oh, there's more. She was pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, you know, like yeah, but there's nothing wrong with pregnant loving, okay?
No, right. There's not.
But
I'm
okay.
All about it. Oh, mate, pregnant mothers, I'm under the covers. What?
You know what I mean?
Single. Pregnant mothers.
Single. All the single pregnant ladies. So no. Yeah, jokes aside, before I go off on that tangent.
Of course.
It's when the kids are there, man.
It's
come on.
Isn't that bad?
Come on, do it on a couch. Do it in Westfield. I don't give a fuck. But when the kids are there, come on now, bruv.
Yeah. So you are uncomfortable about seeing a couple kiss next to the DJ booth, but you're fine with a pregnant lady giving her boyfriend or husband head as long as there's not kids around.
Well, in Westfield, you see, there's a Greggs, so you could just go get yourself a pasty and then sit down. Sit down and watch the goodness.
Oh, Nelly. It's true, though.
It's true. Listen, Greg's changes everything, all right?
It does.
Makes, you know, it
makes really, really does.
A spectacle into a great spectacle. Into a Greggstacle.
A Greggstacle. Oh.
Terrible. Let's
sounds
move
like
on.
Greg's balls, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does.
Lord Skeppington. It sounds like when you'd name your D, Lord Skeppington, and then you call your balls a Greggstacles. But she was, I mean, in all fairness, like, that is pretty bad. But at least she had the right thing to spit when he'd finished in the tissue and throw it in a pot plant. Like, so at least she had some good common sense. But I'm being sarcastic.
But why in the tissue and then in a pot plant? Just spit it in a pot plant.
Well, it's because she's obviously a classy lady.
Well, I guess so.
She's obviously a classy lady.
Yeah, good point. Why not hide behind the pot plant and do it in the first place if there's foliage
exactly,
around?
Exactly, you know what I mean?
Come on.
Yeah, oh, God, it's just wrong on so many levels, man. So many levels.
Just upsets me.
Tell you what, I mean, I'd like to hear from you guys. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hd at FUBARradio.com. And we just want to know quite simply, are there any forms of PDA, public displays of affection, that are okay?
How much is too much?
How much is too much? I'm all right with it. I don't feel uncomfortable about it. Like, I feel... I sat, there was a couple making out on the tube the other day. I reckon I sat for six stops and just stared at them in the seat next to them and just watched. I felt fine about it. I didn't feel good. They felt uncomfortable. I was fine about it.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I feel okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel uncomfortable about those things.
No, it's great. And then, you know, did you film them?
No. You can't do that on the tube. Just, apparently there's tube etiquette.
All right.
It's cool to stare at people without blinking for about 22 minutes, but apparently
filming. With matchsticks holding your eyes open.
Apparently filming. No.
Oh, that's such a shame, man.
I know.
You should have sketched them. like one of your French girls. It's just got like a big pad to this gun.
Yeah.
No, hold it. Hold that for a second.
Yeah.
Hold that for a second. Okay. All right. I got you.
And then stole their necklace. all right. Get in touch. Tweet, email. We want to hear your stories and we'll get them up shortly. We want to know, are there any forms of PDAs that are acceptable? We'll get into this right after Bowie.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, and I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show.
David Bowie, Life on Mars. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and we got La Skeptic, aka Skeppers, filling in for Doc Brown today, who was off somewhere. We don't know.
He is. I don't know where he is.
Sometimes he just wanders off.
He does. And if no one puts a leash on him or a little monitor.
Cat bell. We need a cat bell for the guy.
A cat bell?
Yeah.
Is that like a cowbell but for a cat?
Pretty much.
Is that
pretty
like any bell but for a cat?
Pretty much.
What?
Wait, you really saw through that.
Wow, well, you know, listen, I'm not just a pretty face.
No, no.
Not just a hat rack.
No, no. Hey, we've been talking about public displays of affection and yay or nay. We want to know from you, you know, are they okay? Are there any form of PDAs that are all right? You can tweet FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Now, this is because if you just joined us, we've been chatting about a couple who were, they're from South Wales, where I'm from Wales, so that's a bit of a shame that we're all kind of somehow sort of affiliated to this, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, they came into London to do a bit of shopping. They went off to Westfield in West London. And basically, they got busy on a couch next to a lift. Yeah. And she did it all in front of her kids, like literally gave her partner oral and spat it into a plant. It's pretty high end on the scale of public displays of affection. That's just basically having sex in public.
Yeah.
Which is still technically a public display of affection.
It is. You know what, like, I'm thinking the more we talk about it, the more I think about like the logistics. I get caught up in logistics about things.
It's good. It's good.
You know, I mean, some people say it's good. Some people say it's a burden.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think where the lifts are is quite a busy thoroughfare for a shopping centre.
Really, you know? Is.
Why would you choose there above? Maybe, I don't know, round a corner, the changing rooms of Topshop. You know?
That was very specific.
For instance, I don't know, making a guess. The changing rooms of Topshop 2 years ago. You know who you are.
Skeptic. So I get it, Skeptic. You're in there trying on skinny jeans and someone bangs on the door and says, you need a hand with that? And you're like, eyebrow raise? Yeah, I do.
I need two.
Yeah, I do.
That's right. So, you know, they could have chosen anywhere and they didn't. And they chose by the lifts. And that upsets me to my very core because, you know, they get it's constant true. New audiences, you know, refilling.
Yeah.
Lifts coming out. You're just like, oh, yeah, I'm going from floor three from Marks and Spencer's to go downstairs, you know, to buy, you know, whatever, to go to Greg's. Doors open, oh, ding, God. Ding. And it's like, wow, there's just some girl just
a pregnant
noshing.
Girl.
Mushing away.
Pregnant girl, no less. Wow. Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, there's the whole thing of... I wasn't like this myself, and I don't really know anyone that was so much like this, but, you know, they say that if when you're younger, if you see your parents being affectionate to each other, it's more likely for you to have affectionate relationships with people because that's what you expect.
Right.
To have a, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But, I mean, that's just too far.
That's real far.
That's like, that just would scar you for life. I mean, the kids were 3 and 5, which is still pretty young to really not know what's going on.
It's not like there's a dog in the corner of the room watching you. You know what I mean? This is next level.
This is wrong. I mean, admittedly, that is really young. I mean, I didn't even figure out what a hijab was until I was probably 16, 17 or something like that.
I only found out what it was last week.
Really? Yeah. Even then? So you're like,
even now, I'm still confused. You know?
But what? It doesn't... What? Like,
I don't understand...
Is it a breathing apparatus? Do you go up the air? Like, I just don't understand.
Who benefits from this?
I really don't understand. We knew at the start of this show that it was going to be just pulling dick jokes for 2 hours, didn't we? We knew at the start. We called it straight away.
That's it. You know, if I'm here, there's going to be lots of talk about my penis.
Oh, lordy lord. Yeah. Anyway, we have been asking you guys what you think. Any form of... Because, I mean, I know a lot of people just... completely against any form of public displays of affection. Like, I was hanging out with a friend a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple sitting, you know, pretty close enough, not really that close, a table away at an outside bar, and she was like, "Nah, I gotta bounce. Like, let's
go. Wow,
let's
go. That's
I can't
deep.
Even I can't even handle just watching them make out there."
Okay, well, you know what really gets me is when not only can you see it, but you can hear it.
Wow.
So when they're kissing so loudly. Oh, I can't do it. That makes me feel... Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got an email, HD, which stands for Hugh Doc, at, not Huge D.
Right.
HD at Fubar Radio. That'd be incorrect. At foodbarradio.com. Lizzie from Brixton, she's emailed us saying, I can't deal with any PDAs, like when you're on the train or bus and you hear the slurping noises.
Great minds.
Can't deal.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
Nah, it is. It can get a bit sloppy, can it? Like a little,
Like, are they exchanging protein strands? I mean, I don't know what you're doing with your face.
Lordy Lord. A good friend of the show here, Genesis Elijah.
Yeah, big up Genesis.
He has tweeted. It's a pretty long email, a pretty long tweet, though. Do you want to read it out, Skippers?
Wow. I don't know if I can get this all in.
Have we got
breath.
Time? What is the time? It's 4:25.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to read this out. Genesis Elijah says... No.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Good talk. Good chat.
And you know what? He's right.
Do you know what? He is
he's right on every level.
Yeah, he is.
I think that's it.
The man, he is very, very good at conserving his words, right? And he says what he needs to get across, simply and clearly, no. There is no form of PDAs.
Nope.
Nah. Well, what happens, though? Say you're, but I mean, what if he's with his girlfriend or something and they're like going separate ways? It's like, all right, cool, babe, I'll see you later on.
The goodbye kiss is a different thing.
Goodbye,
and
make
also,
out.
You know what? Actually, tell a lie. There is one time that where it is allowed, and that's airports. When you're saying goodbye to the one you love, and you got to get right in there, and you know, get some fingers in and stuff. I mean,
come on!
You're at the airport. You're not going to see her for months.
Hey, is there any Greggs at the airport?
No, I don't think there is.
Because if there is, mate, I'll tell you what. What are you doing after the show?
Okay, let's go.
Some cheese pasties and some.
That's it.
That's some PDAs. Wow. Yeah, that's true. No, the airport's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're allowed. That's teary, you know, it's upsetting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I personally, I'm fine with that. I think it's fine. But if people are getting so heated up that, like, you know, the guy's got an erection and they're, like, dry humping each other, then I'm like, well, come on. You might as well just go. But, you know, I mean, have you ever done it to a girl in public? Here it comes.
What?
Exactly. I got caught on a beach once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just by myself, though. That was embarrassing.
In a current? Or are we still talking about sex?
Yeah. The cops caught me on the beach.
All right, just you're not allowed. It's a private beach.
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
you're fully clothed. Yeah. It's legit.
You really can't Netflix and chill by yourself out on the beach on your phone. Oh,
yeah,
that's not cool.
Menage a uno. About that life.
All right, we got Tess in Clapham. She's tweeted saying, "I hate sitting in a bar or pub and hearing couples slurping each other's faces off. I have to deal with it by having another 7 pints." I reckon you're going to be slurping probably a little bit yourself by after 7 pints, Tess. Just saying. 7 pints?
Seven pints, wow.
My days. I can only have about 3 before
no,
I'm
that's
pretty
it.
Much done.
A thimble of shandy and I'm done.
Lucy in Brighton, she's tweeted saying, I love seeing old people holding hands. It's so cute.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
So there's things like that when people are generally they're being like sweet to each other. That's all right. That's
okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, we're not saying like hand holding should be illegal. Like, you know, we're cool with hand holding.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's just giving someone a blozzy, you know, outside a lift. It's just, you know, come on.
Yeah,
come on now.
There is a difference between old people, holding hands, and
you know
then
I mean?
A pregnant lady giving head to a guy on a couch in Westfield.
Exactly.
Different ends of the scale.
That's it.
But still, all important. Peter in Romford has tweeted us saying, "I like to grab my boyfriend's butt in public. So what? It's a nice butt."
Well,
there you go. Fair enough.
Do it. That's what I say. Hey, listen, you know what? Like, there's the bum grab, the bum pat. You know, I'm not against that.
No.
You know what? I'm not against any of it, really. Just it's just that in front of your kids in Westfield.
Yeah. 100%. Mark in Ashray, he's tweeted, "I like to lick my girlfriend's ear and nose in public." I just thought I'd hang on that one.
Okay.
It's hot. That's what Mark in Ashray says. Girlfriend's ear and nose. I'm just going to say, at least he's not like on that Japanese tip of they lick each other's eyeballs and
that
massive conjunctivitis epidemic now in Japan.
That's really gross. I don't like
that. How can that possibly be enjoyable? But I've never done it.
Is there stuff on your girlfriend's ear and nose that you're licking off, or is this like, are you putting treats on there?
Could be.
Because if there's there's some kind of like sugary delight there. Maybe do it.
I'm there in a heartbeat.
You know what I mean?
I'm there in a heartbeat.
Fucking in. All right.
Loza in Norwich, she's tweeted saying, "I'm not a fan of even a little peck on the cheek. Keep things like that for the bedroom. Dirty people." dirty people. What do you reckon about that? That's why I was curious to know what our lovely listeners would say about this, because I know that some people are very, very strongly against it.
Yeah, that's it.
Altogether.
Don't even look at your girlfriend in public.
Don't even
think about it.
Yeah.
If you have any dirty thoughts, then just get some soap and water. You know what? You can work out the rest.
You can work out the rest.
You can do the rest.
Lucy.
Double Lucy.
Thank you very much. In Staines, she's tweeted, "Hey, chaps."
What's up?
"I would kiss both of you big time in public. You handsome boys."
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow, that's really nice.
Lucy.
Double Lucy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really... Well, big up yourself, Lucy. Thanks.
So you feel a bit better about PDAs now that Lucy... yeah, even though you have to obviously share it with me as well. It's going to get weird.
I better call my mum and say I found a wife.
Shall we?
Mm.
All right, we can call your mum up next.
Okay, cool. Cool and Skeptic's mum up next.
Yep, and guess what? Just to tie it in really nicely as well, here is some Last Skeptic right now as well. This one is Never Be Yours featuring Folly Ray.
I love this guy.
You can keep your tweets coming in at FUBAR Radio. Email hdfubarradio.com. We want to know PDAs, yay or nay. Coming up next, we've got some more business getting into. This one is also again to do with kids, but banning kids altogether. Oh, this is some terrible stuff coming up on FUBAR.
Ooh la la, you went first. Am I disposable? Me, it's so mental, you see. There you go, to the dark. You're bright and hard to see. Where was your subtlety? Yeah.
so dope. Never Be Yours featuring Folly Ray by Last Skeptic, who is joining us right now as filling co-host for Doc Brown.
I'm literally right here.
Mate.
Literally actually here.
It's so good.
It's crazy.
We have been bumping that a lot over the last week or two. Of course, the EP we were just saying, Revenge is the Best Success.
That's right.
Is out very, very
soon.
Yeah,
it's on the 20th of November, so that is next Friday, in fact.
Hyped. Woo. Hyped.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it, mate. Absolute pleasure. You're a talented man. Pleasure
Thank
to have you.
You
on the show.
I appreciate it. That's so kind.
Oh, good times. Good times. Hey, just ask
Stop
guys.
Stop it. Tell me more.
Just ask guys.
Stop
couple
it.
Couple of guys hanging out. Just, no big deal.
Just a couple guys.
A couple of guys hanging out.
Couple guys.
Hey, what do you like with your neighbours? Have you had any incidents before where you've had really, really noisy neighbours that have kind of driven you insane? Or it's probably most likely been you.
Yeah, that's you know what? It has. I actually had a Halloween house party on Halloween. Funnily enough, believe it or not,
That is weird.
It was crazy, and where I was dressed like Jesus, it was a great get up. The house was packed. It was crazy, and we always have one neighbor that kicks off. Just one.
Yeah.
It's not my downstairs neighbor. He's cool. Mm. He is chill. It's not like the guys next door to us. They're really cool. It's a guy across the street, five doors down.
Yeah.
Always kicks off every time.
Mm.
Yeah.
What does he do? Does he come up and just get real leery? Or
he does get a bit leery, and this time I got quite leery back.
Oh
yeah. So.
No more sugar for either of you.
You know what I mean?
It's all over.
It was a little bit of a difficult situation.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Quite funny.
It's always a tough one. When you do have these things like this happen, like in my experience, it's usually I've either had like super... generally, I have been the noisy neighbour.
Hmm.
But when I have had situations where it's been noisy neighbours, it's usually, you know, people in there that are just, you know, constantly partying. Just partying, yeah. partying or something like that. Or it's someone that's maybe a musician as well. Like mm-hmm. I used to have a drummer next door, which is fine. You know, I play music. I'm all about that. I don't know that, but drumming, like practicing, giving lessons next door was like, it's enough to drive you insane.
Yep.
Drives you crazy. But what about kids? What about, how do you think if your neighbors had like kids that were out in the backyard playing and just mucking around and stuff like that, would you feel bad to get over there and say, look, can you shut the hell up?
You know, I've had friends in this scenario recently, and it's a very tough thing to do, because how do you say, listen, your kids fucking dickheads.
Yeah. You just say it straight to them. Just go to the source.
Just go to the source. Go straight to the source. Yeah. Go to the vagina.
Parents are cool with that. It's like it's less double handling.
No, like I wouldn't know what to do in that situation, because if it's a grown man across the street, I can talk. We can have it out. We can argue.
Yeah.
Like, but if it's kids, what can you do? You know, like kids are going to be noisy. That's what they do. That's what they're here for. They're here to shout and scream and have fun and play in a garden and like kick shit over. You know, that's what they do.
It's exactly what they do, isn't it?
So, I don't know what to do. You just have to move out and move country and change your name.
Without taking it too far.
That's the only option.
Well, how about this? All right. So there is a couple now who basically they live they're from London. They were very, very noisy kids next door. Apparently, their neighbours have four kids under 10.
Mm.
So they're in the backyard. They're playing. They're noisy. Da 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 da. So what this couple have done, older couple now, they're in their sort of late 60s.
Mm.
They basically found this child deterrent alarm online that makes a really, really high-pitched noise that only kids can hear.
Wow.
Right? And they every time the kids went out into the backyard to play, they would put on this noise really, really loud, so the kids literally couldn't go out in their backyard without, like, having, you know, massive, massive brain freeze. Now, these couple are now, they're being fined $5,000. £5,000, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Sorry, is an American brain there or Australian brain? But that's pretty extreme. Don't you reckon that's like
that's
pretty bad?
That's far too extreme. Kids are meant to have fun. That's ridiculous. They should have not only they should have got their ears chopped off as well.
Yeah,
as well as the fine.
Man, this is it's really, really
it's crazy. Just buy some earplugs. Yeah. They're not going to be kids forever. This is going to last a couple years, and then they're going to get more interested in, like, you know, girls and like getting the fuck out of the house. You know, it's fine.
It is really bad. Like, there's some really, really grumpy old. There's some really, really grumpy old people that are doing that. How's this sound though? Because I'd never even heard of this before in my life. A child alarm. Apparently, like, literally, it's one of those things are so high pitched, only dogs and people apparently under like 14 or something like that can actually hear it, and it like it really like makes you go insane. Like it's kind of even painful. I'll play a little bit now and just check it out. See if you can even hear it. Apparently, if you can hear this, your ears are really, really good. But if you can't hear anything, you
go on. I'm quite nervous.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
I can hear that. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's the noise, right, that they play. This is obviously, I've, you know, pulled it down a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, isn't that horrible?
No, that's not.
Isn't that really, really nasty. Bad? But even that,
I just wet myself.
That is like nothing compared to what kids actually hear.
Right.
Yeah, okay. The actual version that kids hear is far more traumatizing. These poor little kids, man. Like, they're being...
That's like Guantanamo.
Like, I've actually was able to find that this is what it sounds like when kids actually hear that noise. This is literally what it sounds like. Oi, oi, you little s***s. Get out of my f***ing yard. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you, f***ing monsters. You were adopted. Get off my f***ing property. Hey, piss hand, bugger off. Oi, go and live on a farm, you animals. Piss off. Shut up. Shut up. You're too loud. Shut up. Hey, guys, look, I'm sorry I was mean. I didn't mean it. Listen, do you all want a cupcake? Come on. Come and get a cupcake. Here you go. Now, f*** off, you dwarfs. It's poor kids. Like, it's so much different for them, you know? Isn't that harsh?
I wouldn't know what to do if I had to listen to that all day.
Oh, no. Poor little buggers. Poor little buggers. You're on FUBAR. We've got Ty and Kai from the Ty and Kai Show sitting outside the studio right now. They're going to be joining us in around about 15 minutes. It's Tuesday Roundup. Here we go.
Lord Skeffington.
Big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be there for me. Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be there for me. I pray to a seed note, my mama gave up hope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself. Big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit. Turn me up. Sensei. Big money, big booty bitches, tell the truth, nigga, I'm lost without it. Seven figures for a headline, you want some stage time, we can talk about it. Niggas acting like they be rapping like nice on the mic, truly doubt it. Go against the kid, y'all don't wanna live, that decision is hella childish. Rose gold for my old hoes, they ain't satisfied, then I sit them down. 10th grade, I gave her all shade, but now she got some ass, I won't hit it now. I don't lease, I just all out feast, I put a blue caprice on Gary Coleman. Bomb head. That's some cheese eggs, that's a new raise and a signing bonus.
Fall in this bitch like some good pussy, can't stand myself. So good, she so hood, she a cheesehead. Patty Mel, GED with some EBTs and some DVDs, that shit was sad. She reeled me in with some chicken wings and some collard greens, that shit was brackin'. Just cracked me a new bitch, bust a new nut on a nigga's jersey. My bitch got off at 9 o'clock, so I had to shake around 7:30. 105, I'm stumping fast with these big guns, I'm hella dirty. Get caught with this shit, I ain't coming home till like 20:30.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be there for me.
For me.
Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be there for me.
For me.
Big dreams, no superstition, man, that shit gon' be there for me.
For me.
I pray to a seed note, my mama gave up hope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself. I just might ban myself. I just might. God.
I focus feeling blessed, cause my eyes be the truth.
God.
I focus feeling blessed, cause my eyes be the truth.
Mental window blurry as a bitch, still looking out it. So much money off the fucking books, could write a book about it. Took a minute, no, wait a minute. Let me think about it. About 10 years, Crips, Bloods, sweat and tears, and we still counting. Had a real thick bitch named Brooklyn. She fucked the whole squad. Now, every time I land in Brooklyn, they fuck with the whole squad. I'm more spiritual than lyrical. I'm similar to Eli. Why? Cause I'm wearing black shades and I'm headed west with the word of God. Amen. Yeah. I think I'm finally ready to talk about it. These niggas just talk about it. Homie, don't play me for no fool. Popping bottles like enemigos. Os Dios mio, I'm so cold. Get so deep in that water, they should call my Johnson a harpoon.
Feed the needy, don't know graffiti. Paint the walls like a cartoon. Beat the pussy up so bad. Send her home with some war wounds. Load it off the egg, hit her from the back. Go across her head, bar stool. Touch her soul till I curl her toes. Then it's time to reload, then it's
Part two.
Damn near 30, still set tripping, cuz where you from, mama? See about it. Last year I made 10 million, that's where I've been, yeah. I'm private island, smoking something, I don't probably got too many cars, I might crash. New Rari pedal, barely tapping, nigga, rim, rim. Yeah, I'm rich, bitch, got two rollies, but one missing. Think my daughter flossing, she in kindergarten. Got one crib worth, two cribs on my front lawn. Yeah, that's what I'm talking. You be talking boss, saying big words like philosophies. Man, you weird, homie, but it sounds to me that you broke as fuck and your bitch gon' leave, and that's real, homie.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be there for me.
That for me.
Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be there for,
that
me.
For me.
Big dreams, no superstition, man, that shit gon' be there for me.
That for me.
I prayed to a C note, my mama gave a pope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself.
Stand myself.
I just might ban myself.
Ban myself.
I just might, God.
It's J-Rock, Vice City featuring
God.
Black Hippie. Yeah.
That's definitely my favorite song in the moment. I mean, it's just, the flows on that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar is always incredible.
Mm.
That's why I'd say that.
Good chat. That's good chat.
Great chat, guys.
Skeppers.
All right.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Last Skeptic, a.k.a. Skeppers, filling in for Doc Brown.
That's right. Always filling in Doc Brown, eh?
Yeah. Always the bridesmaid. Oh, man. Hey, how old are you, by the way? Do you mind me asking?
How old am I?
Yeah.
How old do I look?
23.
Whoa! Yeah, I'm actually 22, so I'm pretty offended. Can't believe you'd say I look that old.
How old do you reckon I look?
I mean, easily about 63.
Hey, you're a dick. All right? You're a dick. I'm 34. Now, 34...
Actually, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, what would you have said?
I probably would have said late 20s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you've just got one button open, buddy. Captain Compliment. Hey.
Well, you know, believe it or not, I turned 30 this year.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Old man.
No. Well, do you know what? I tell you what, as soon as you hit 30, though, that's when you really notice the generational gap.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's when you really start to feel a bit more. Because even for me now, hanging out with people in their early 20s, I don't... feel like, you know, when we're hanging out and everything, like, I don't feel like there's any age gap, but then just little things will happen and I'll go, oh, like, you know, like, I was hanging out with someone the other day who was like, I was telling them, I was like, oh, I did an interview with Noel Fielding, and they were like, who's that?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, the Mighty Boosh, and they're like,
what?
No, I've never heard of that. And I was like, what? It's not even that old.
It's
and
they were like, old.
Yeah, just like, because they were like 20 or something, 19, 20 year old, like at a bar where I was DJing there, and I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, it's too old. Like, everything I watch is not really current.
Oh,
and I was like, what?
No.
What? But it did. It made me feel like an old piece of shit. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, hell.
It made me feel like nothing.
It really did.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Do you know what? I had another big experience of it today, just on the internet when I saw this. Now, this is a dad literally just asking his 14-year-old daughter to hang up a landline phone. She had absolutely no idea how to use it. Check this out.
Hey, can I get a wake-up call for tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock? Thank you. Here, Layla, can you hang the phone up for me?
How do you do that?
What? Are you serious? It's a phone. Hang it up.
Mom! Are you sure?
Put it down.
She literally, like, you see the video.
Wow.
This 14-year-old girl is literally, like, looking at it, like, trying to find a, like, you know, what do I do? Do I, like, had no idea how to even use a landline. I watched that and I was like, damn, is it really that long ago that landlines were a thing? Am I really that old now that landlines are, like, obsolete?
You know, and kids won't know what CDs are soon, you know that.
Mm.
There'll be a point. I mean, it's not even about tapes or records that, like, become obsolete. It's CDs. Kids are going to be like, what is that weird thing?
Oh, man. Have you had something like that happen where it's made you feel a bit old lately?
You know what it is mostly? Like, becoming 30, you know, I'm a man of the world, you know. I like ladies. It's when you start speaking or trying to chat up a girl, you know, who's in her early 20s, and you start chatting, it's all normal, everything's nice, and then you make a joke about dial-up, Or you make, or you mention MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
As you casually do, you know. I mean, come on, guys. Yeah. We all chat up girls talking about MSN Messenger, right? Am I right, guys? All right. So it's when you mention that and they're like, what are those things that you are saying? What language
are we
communicating in right now?
Yeah.
MSN Messenger. I put up a tweet the other day. If you're chatting to a girl and she doesn't know what MSN Messenger is or dial-up, then just back away, back away slowly.
Oh, damn. How did you get? How do you recover from chat failure from like that? Did you just go? Did you just leave, or did you give up? Or
leave the country, burn your passport, change your name?
You didn't like fax her a love letter or something like that? Nah, draw a cute picture and fax it.
That's it. I printed it on Laserdisc. Yeah, it's really disturbing, like, especially just when like pop culture references that like you said that you think aren't that old. Mighty Boosh is not that old.
It's not that old. When was that on, like 5 years ago or something?
I mean, it's probably more now, but five, like, okay. I guess five to eight years ago.
Yeah.
It's pop culture things that we take for granted that we think are just actually not, you know, that are quite current to us, but then they're not at all. people don't know, you know, like even rappers, we think, that are, you know, I find this in a club. Like, I'll play some Ludacris.
Mm.
And then the kids are like, sorry, who is this?
Yeah.
You think, this is Ludacris.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean that pun-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Kids don't even know who 50 Cent is. And you know what? The funniest thing of all is when you talk about Dr. Dre and kids are like, oh, that's that guy who does the headphones.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. It is a scary world we're living in, mate, and it is moving faster.
So fast.
And faster.
I just want to live in a cave. That's not even a euphemism. Maybe it is a euphemism. Maybe it is.
Oh, dear. Hey, we want to hear from you. What's made you feel old lately? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know what's made you feel old lately. We've got Ty and Kai from the Ty and Kai Show joining us very, very shortly on the Tuesday Roundup right here on FUBAR. It's C2C.
Go. Darling, hell no place to go. Hell no place. come walking out, come walking out. Wouldn't that train roll up and out? I come walking out.
That's C2C down the road on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Last Skeptic, aka Skeppers.
Yeah, that's right.
Filling in for Doc Breezy.
Huh.
Doc Brown, where he's gone. He's off. He's off
where
doing something.
Where is Doc Brown?
We're talking about things that have made you feel a bit old lately. I was watching a video on Facebook today of a dad with her 14-year-old, with his 14-year-old daughter, and he's made a phone. They're in a hotel. He's made a phone call saying, can I get a wake-up call in the morning? Hands the phone to his 14-year-old daughter and says, to landline, and says, hang it up for me. And she's like, how do I do that? And he's like, just hang up the phone. And she's looking at the landline. I don't know how to do that. I don't know. She didn't even know how to use a landline. I was like, man, made me feel super old. Do you know what else has made me feel old lately?
I mean, the thing that we didn't see is that she was actually blind.
Yeah, that was really, really sad, wasn't it?
Really sad. Oh, cruel, cruel story. Just had no eyes. So, actually,
I really, really hope that she wasn't.
Hugh Joseph.
Oh shit. That would really change everything quickly, wouldn't it?
Listen, she's not blind, okay? I'm just being that guy. Alright, it's okay.
See, that didn't make me feel old. That made me feel like a piece of shit.
She was blind and she had no hands, alright?
Oh god.
She's gonna be alone this Christmas.
Yeah.
Crying outside the window, tapping her forehead against your window while you're eating.
Yeah, but the Facebook video is gonna get millions of hits. And that's, all, and that's all that counts.
She'll probably go on Oprah. Should we
blind amputee that can't hang up phones. Made me feel so old.
Bless her. Bless her.
Do you know what else that made me feel pretty old lately? Can you have a look? I've got my hair tied back at the moment. Can you see that?
No, I mean,
I've got heaps of grey hairs coming through now.
Great. Nah, grey's brilliant, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know I look distinguished, but it also makes me look old.
Nah.
It does, bro.
Nonsense. You know, I got a couple of greys in my beard. I quite like it, you know. You know what? Girls love it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the whole, like, you know, Silver Fox thing.
Silver Fox. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, I haven't really tested
it. Do you even know what George Clooney looked like before the age of 35? I do not.
I don't think he existed then.
I don't think he existed.
I think he was just born 50 and grey.
I think so.
100%.
Yep. Just saying.
What else has made you feel old lately?
My age.
Yeah, been turning 30.
Yeah, that's it.
Turning 30.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. Oh man.
How about this one? We've got Kath. She's in her kitchen. She's tweeted saying, my friend doesn't remember opal fruits or marathon bars. I feel so old. Hold me.
Hold me.
Hold me close.
Wow.
Hold me tender.
Don't ever let go, but don't do it in public.
I don't know what either of those are. What's opal fruits and marathon bars?
Oh, opal fruits are the original Starburst.
Amazing.
And you know what? Listeners, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think they actually tasted better than Starburst.
Really?
Yeah, I know it was just a name change. I know this might be in my head, but...
Sure you want to throw out such big...
I know, it's a big claim.
So much controversy.
And also one that can't be proven.
Yeah.
It just legitimately can't be proven. But I preferred opal fruits. But what is an opal fruit? I do not know. What is a Starburst? Why is that related to sweets?
What about marathon bars? What's that?
Marathon was a Snickers. Yeah. For real. And right. I believe the Snickers was the American name for it. And it got changed.
Yep.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
I won't. I will.
Because I ain't said shit.
Sarah in Essex, she's tweeted saying, my little cousin has Instagram and she posts selfies with the caption, eyebrows on fleek. She's 11.
Wow.
She should not be posting about the condition of her eyebrows.
No. She used to have bookbinders on fleek. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Comic book collection on fleek.
Yeah. Not eyebrows.
Right.
No. Damn, that would make you feel pretty old. No, because my nephew, he's been... in my head, my nephew's still this like little 4 or 5-year-old kid that I take skateboarding to the park and stuff like that. And he's been hitting me up so much lately, asking me for how to juggle his girlfriends in high school. And I was like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it's gotten to that far now. Like,
6 years. He's not in high school if he's six.
No, no. That's how I still think of him. He's like 12. Oh, okay. He's 12 now. He's like, so smart.
He's super advanced.
He's so smart, and he's such a G.
Whoa.
He's six. He's in year nine, wow, and has three girlfriends. Yeah.
You know what? There was this. I started randomly getting loads of messages on my SoundCloud on a song from my last EP. It's called Show Me. It was a song people really liked from the last record. And I started getting lots of messages on it and randomly being hit up and tweets and stuff and from like kids, Mexican teenagers, I mean 12 and above, you know, like for all from LA. And I was like, why is this like, what's happened? Something is directing this demographic of people to this one song. So I started Googling what's going on, and it turns out this kid, the skateboarder that's like 13 years old, used it as the intro to one of his like million viewed skateboard video. Like,
amazing.
That just people are going nuts for.
Yeah.
But he's this kid, you know, I think he's like 12 years old. But
damn.
He's an incredible skater.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was talking about then, but you know, that made me feel old.
Yeah, yeah, that
really old. But I was like, you know what? Great.
How about this? Will in Turnbridge, he's tweeted us saying, my girlfriend doesn't remember the crystal maze. And now I'm trying to decide if she's got a girl or not.
Yeah.
It's another one of those burn your passport, leave the country, change your
name really?
Situations. Yeah.
Damn. Keep your tweets coming in at Foo Bar Radio. Email hd@foobarradio.com, and we want to know what's been making you feel old lately. We're getting stuck into some more very shortly. But up next, we've got Ty and Kai.
Yeah.
From the Ty and Kai Show on ITV2 are going to be joining us in the studio. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a very, very funny next half an hour. Maybe 35.
Wow.
Maybe 40. Depends how they feel. Could be. I don't know. Could be
10 longer. Hours.
Yes. It's coming up on FUBAR. He's pretty light. Oh, no, it's not the Friday Social. What day is it today?
I don't even know anymore.
It's Tuesday. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
It's all the same.
It's the Tuesday Roundup. Sorry. Yep. And you with Hugh Joseph. Doc Brown's away. We've got Lars Skeptic filling in. Skeppers for the day. And we're joined now by Ty and Kai from the Ty and Kai Sketch Show.
Yes.
Very, very brand new to ITV2.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Lads, cheers, great to have you in the studio. How you doing?
Yeah, no, thanks for having us. We're good. Cracking on, keeping it going, keeping the momentum up, and doing awesome interviews with you guys.
So, yeah, exactly. Flattery will get you everywhere.
The place to be, the place to be.
Well, congratulations. It's every sort of, you know, comedian and person that kind of grinding away years and years after years making sketches and, you know, putting things up on YouTube or even just doing the stand-up circuit and stuff like that. It's so many people's dream to get a sketch show on a major station, you know what I mean? And you guys have done it. So, like, Massive congrats on that.
Thank you.
How did it all come about?
Ty and I are first of all cousins, and we've been working together for years, professionally for the last sort of eight years or so. And what actually happened is about January 2014, we shot an original taster for the Tankai Sketch Show. Before that, actually, we had an idea to do a sitcom. You don't even want to know the name. Actually, I'll tell you the name. It's called The Adventures of Tyron and Kieran.
Amazing.
There's still time to bring that back. I'm not mad at that name.
It was dire.
Oh man, it was ridiculous. But thanks to that, actually, Tyron Kai was born, and then we took it to another dimension, and we shot a pilot ourselves. It was a sort of rough around the edges pilot. We took it to a few guys that we knew in the industry, and they said, "Yep, clean it up a bit, and we can talk when we're a bit freer." So that's exactly what we've done. We got a new pilot, which is a lot slicker, nicer, and ready for TV, and then together we all took it to the broadcaster, and it was all good to go from there.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it aired on Sunday.
Yeah, yes. Sunday the 1st of November.
The pilot episode aired.
Sick. And what's been the reception? I'm guessing you're getting a lot of great feedback.
Yeah, the general feedback has been good. Loads of positive tweets, loads of positive messages, loads of people like us. We've had like 20 new followers as well, so that's a good thing, right?
That's amazing. Yeah, you must be vibing on 100%. Like, is it kind of scary though? Like, if you're going from like having the freedom of just doing whatever you want, whenever you want, mucking around yourselves, to then all of a sudden you're sitting in a room with like six or a dozen executives all going like, this is high pressure now. Like, how do you deal with making that transition so quickly?
Do you know what it is? We've only so far secured a pilot. Right now we are obviously crossing our toes, fingers, our blood arteries, just hoping for a series. And they gave us a lot of freedom with the pilot to sort of take our funny to the channel. And I'm guessing it might not be as flexible if we do get to the series stage. So,
but they did say to us, in the room that they trust that we are funny, and they said that we know you guys can bring the funny. So they was kind of flexible in terms of letting us crack on, really.
Yeah,
and
great.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously, there was some involvement from the channel, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but they were generally happy for us to say, guys, we trust you, we believe in you, and which is why they gave us the risk of giving us a pilot. Do you know what I mean?
So,
I mean, the last thing a broadcaster wants to do is knowing that some guys are funny and then try to dismantle what they're doing, and then it doesn't work out.
Happens a lot. That happens so much. But with our pilot, again, we've tried a lot of new things that we probably didn't even have in our pilot. In our original pilot that we shot together. So there's a lot of new stuff we're trying out at the moment, and some stuff worked great, some stuff didn't work as much as good as we had hoped for it to. But again, it's all a learning curve, and we take it to that next level.
Do you find that when you have a bigger team than just you two, that it becomes a little bit more difficult to get exactly what's in both of your heads across, because there is so many other brains involved?
Yeah, to an extent. What we try to avoid doing though is losing the magic with me and Ty. And that's what can happen sometimes if you add another piece to the puzzle. So as long as we try and make sure that the magic is still there, then it's not too bad. What we do a lot actually is improvise. So when we get on set, we might have a skeleton script, but we might take a left turn and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's just a sort of a testament to our chemistry that we have, I guess.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's fun, man. It's fun.
So when do you actually find out about whether it's been commissioned? Is it this week, is it?
Yeah, hopefully it's this week.
Hopefully, the contract is stipulates that we have a lot longer to wait. So they have a lot more room to a lot more time to think about it.
We are expected to hear from them, but they might not say anything in that. Which they might just be, you know, thank you, well done, etc., etc.
Is there anything that we can do to help? Like if we direct people to go and try to watch it as much as we can, will that help? Will that help?
Just keep tweeting about it, keep hashtagging it.
I mean, hopefully. I mean, obviously, they look at the numbers of when it airs as opposed to the online plays.
That's annoying.
That's really annoying.
But you know what? Actually, in saying that, though, they do bear that in mind, because they do know that the 16 to 30 audience are starting to watch more and more online as well now. Yeah. So even if it does, you know, does a huge amount of traffic online, that is still something to, because they know that's where the audience are at. Yeah. So it's not a totally bad thing, I suppose.
And we mentioned off air just briefly about Key and Peele, like a mutual love for Key and Peele.
Yes.
And how annoying is it going to be to you guys being compared to them? Like, how would you feel? Do you feel like
that would be an honour?
Yeah,
that would be an honour. Yeah. That would be an absolute honour. Seriously, if that's what you're trying to, are you trying to compare us to them?
Yes, we'll take it.
I haven't seen your show yet. I'm sure it's even better than Key and Peele.
Okay.
But I just wondered, like, because you know, like the comparisons, you know, like I always hate when people compare my music to other people. But then, I always say thank you, and then secretly I'm like, not fucking like them. Nothing like that.
What if it is somebody that you actually? I mean, music's it's not really very different, though, is it? What if it's somebody that you really look up to that you compared you to?
Well, if they said, "Listen, man, you're just like Frank Sinatra," I'll be like, "Well,
but you dance like him. You don't sing.
You're just got the hips." If someone said Dr. Dre, I'll be like, "You know, I'm happy with that." You're right.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Key and Peele, man. We want to follow their blueprint. To be honest with you, do a couple series, go on to the feature film, go on to exec other different projects, work with new talent. Yeah. I mean, that would be the best scenario that could come out of it.
How long have you actually been, like, how many sketches do you reckon you've made and put up online, or you filmed and got in the back catalogue over the years to get to a point like this?
It's funny, Ty and I have taken a different path. So usually you would expect it to be, you build a buzz online, you get a million followers, and then the broadcaster taps you up.
Yeah.
We literally bypassed that whole process. And by that, I mean, we didn't necessarily do the whole online stuff. We had a lot of sketches that we shot. We literally had about an hour's worth of a pilot that we shot in January. And we just said, we don't want to put it online. We don't want to go that way.
Yeah.
Let's skip the rat race and let's go straight to them. And so far it's worked. So we've got a lot of stuff in the catalogue. And we might, I mean, should they turn around and say they don't want a series at the moment, then we might just start pumping online with some stuff and feeding it that way. But while I'm here, actually, what I was going to say, we've actually got a live show that we're doing.
And
our live shows are a combination of stand up and VT sketches behind us. So that's a chance to throw them out there as well.
Great. Sick. I was just reading about that. So that is a version of the 1990s film House Party. Is that right?
Oh yeah. So that's another thing, actually. That's another thing. Yeah.
I tell you what. Let's go to a song, and when we come back, and we'll find out all about that, because you guys have sent us a few songs that you wanted to play today. Got some Tupac and got some Kendrick as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
What would you like to hear first out of what you sent to?
Kendrick. Let's hear some Kendrick. Man.
Good choice. Can definitely do that. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I'm Fubar. It is the Tuesday Roundup, and we've got Ty and Kai from the Ty and Kai Show joining us in the studio.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm coming. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life, I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, they can burn a bridge. Even a small light, they can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes.
I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with the day. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling of feeling emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm living. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long line? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15. Threes in the air, I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Beyond FUBAR, it is the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph. Ooh. And Doc Brown's away. We've got the last skeptic, Skeppis.
Yeah. You know,
filling in for the man.
You know what I wanted to say? I just want to say something real quick.
Oh,
I'm going real close.
Do it with those dulcet tones. Do it with those dulcet tones.
Jazz.
Do you want to get a bit closer? Oh my God, you're making love to the microphone.
You know what? That really I love that song so much, but it concerns me that it's 3 years old.
I know, does that make you
feel mad,
old?
Doesn't it?
So is it 3 years upsetting. Old? 2012.
It feels like it came out the other day.
I know.
Crazy. Oh, that's wild, isn't it? Well, that Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Kendrick Lamar, as chosen by Ty and Kai from the Ty and Kai Show on ITV2, who were joining us in the studio right now.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, man, it is weird. That is like 3 years old now. That's
another thing that's made us feel old.
That's mad.
Well, guys, we were just talking before about stuff that makes you feel old, because I was watching a video of a girl, a 14-year-old teenager, who didn't even know how to hang up.
Yeah, I saw it.
Couldn't hang up a landline, didn't know how to. What's something that's made you guys feel old lately, even though you're obviously not old? You're about, what are you both, mid-20s? 27, 25?
What makes me feel old? Boy. Okay, what makes you feel old?
What makes me feel old is probably. What makes you feel tired?
Losing my memory at this age.
Yes.
That makes you feel old.
Hey, we were just talking quickly off air as well about stage crashing.
Yes.
Now.
Crazy story. So we was invited to the Mobiles by ITV, which was fun and it was awesome. Great, fun, well done to everyone that won as well.
Yep. It was amazing.
And, you know, we were drinking, having a good time. And I think Stormzy won his first award of the night. And the channel controller was like, "You guys would never go up on stage, would you? That's great crash." And we looked at each other like, we wouldn't. And Ty and Kai went up on stage.
Oh, damn. I missed this. Did this go to air? Like, because I was watching my buzz.
Yeah. We went up with Stormzy twice and with Captain Conan once.
Did they say anything?
No. I mean, do you know what? There's about 10 black guys on stage. The likelihood that they would spot us was, you know.
They wouldn't have known if he was together or not.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you belong here, don't you? Yeah.
That's so but it was good fun, man. Seriously, it's great. Loads of messages saying, "I see you on stage." Wow. But people think, right, that we've like obviously now this is us outing ourselves, but everyone sort of thought like, "Oh my gosh, those guys are on another level. They know they're with Krypton Conan and Stormzy now. Wow, like you guys have outed us, man." That's not the case.
So sorry.
You get
crushed. But if I ever win an award, you can come up and get it, you know, crash it for me.
Cheers, man. Thank you, man.
It probably will be posthumous. So I'll probably be dead. Well, you can collect the award for me.
Oh, thank you very much.
If you can't make it, yeah, we'll.
I mean, that's it. Like when they showed a video of me and after I die in a spaghetti related incident, I'm sure it'll be something like that.
Probably won't be choking, will be like maybe strangled or something like that.
Strangled,
because you don't eat with your hands, do you? You just put your face in things.
No, I don't even have any hands.
You don't, do you?
No.
Which is amazing how you managed to pick things up.
Yes.
Boggles my mind. Absolutely boggles my mind. Hey, so Ty and Kai, we're finding out if your show, obviously, it launched on the 1st of November. You're going to find out whether it's been commissioned for a whole series.
Yes.
When that happens, like, how much material do you then need? How much content do you then have to supply? Like, is
we've got a catalogue at the moment.
Yeah, because you're saying about an hour or something.
That's all, but we definitely need to reshoot stuff. That's all stuff we've already shot.
Yeah. And we've got, like, scripts and characters, ideas, just jotted it down, around places. But I mean, we definitely want to get more writers on board, you know. We just want to keep it Ty and Kai, you know. We work with a guy called Mark Allen, who's a managing director of True North, and a guy called James Abadi, who was series producer and director of The Hounds.
Release the Hounds.
Yeah. So they contributed to the pilot writing as well, so it would be us four, but we'd love to get, you know, like a different writer and a producer, the comedy producer, someone on board to help, you know, just to kind of broaden it up and just kind of change the dynamics of Ty and Kai.
But we need to answer your question, I guess, if we do get the series, and we're hoping for a 6x30, as in 6 episodes, 30 minutes long. If we do get that, then we'd need to fill, 3 hours worth of material. So,
it's a lot of time.
So that's why, again, it's getting different writers and just getting different ideas and, you know, things that we can build on. And obviously the channel will be a lot more involved as well. Yeah, so definitely. They'll have ideas.
Damn, that'd be fun.
So tell us a little bit more about the house party, because I know I really, you know, we touched on it, you touched on it before, and I'm kind of quite intrigued.
Yeah, house party. So, I mean, I don't know who's listening that's seen the house party film about Kid and Play. But Ty and I, in the early stages of our career, I make it sound like we're so established.
<That's>
In the early stages of our career,
a couple years ago.
In about 2010, I think it was, or 2009. Yeah, we put on a spin up to it, so we made a theatre version, so a stage play of the house party film.
Great.
So I was playing Kid and Ty was playing Play, and we grew our high tops, we had the whole outfits, we did the dance, everything,
the rap battle.
We actually self-produced that, so we actually wrote and directed it ourselves as well. So it was a lot of work, but it was good, and it sort of gave us the groundings to sort of lead us to where we are now, I guess.
And it was a great reception. I mean, we had like 700 people in one night, and so we did a matinee and we did the evening show, and we had 700 people across the day.
Wow.
And the response after that was to bring it back, and we brought it back for 5 nights, and it was a sold out. And in the last day of the run, I was called down to reception to help out with the issue, because we was producing it as well. And when I came to reception, it was just sea of people trying to get in,
and
they couldn't get
so
in.
Good.
And it's like, "Ty, can you help me? Can you?" I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do anything. Like, it's full, it's sold out.
That's so good.
And it was a good feeling, but it's just like, and that, I guess that was, again, it was in the early parts of our career, but that was kind of what cemented to go, this is kind of what we want. This is it, do you know what I mean? We kind of know what was pulling you towards, and this was kind of it.
And
for
we had a great cast
well.
We were working with as well, of actors. Yeah. We had about 30 young people in the cast, so they were all great actors as well. So Yeah, man.
Do you know what's great about this? And I'm sure, Skeppers, you would have, you know, gone through your own struggles with this as you're building a career, doing something that you kind of really are passionate about. But I think it takes so much can take such a long time and so much commitment and hours and everything over and over and over again until you just try to get some sort of break, you know, into making it sort of turn into a reality. So, man, massive big ups, guys, because, like, you know, you've obviously been putting in the hard yards. And even though you do say, like, you know, we skip the whole social media thing to just go straight to a TV show, but you've done the hard work anyway.
And that's the thing. That's what we get confused for sometimes. That we haven't put work in. We have been working. Do you know what I mean? We literally have been for the past 8 years. We self produced theatre shows. You know, we've been doing that. We've been writing. We've been doing short films. We've been funded by the Princess Trust. Funded by Shine TV to do stuff. So we have been working. It just hasn't. We just didn't want to do the YouTube.
I mean, the thing is, We've been working. We was working full time at a point for years, where we was meeting up almost every day after work till late, and then work in the morning, and then on the weekends we're filming. So we literally committed our whole time to doing this,
and out of our own pocket as well. Do you know what I mean? Pay for it ourselves. Yeah. So
it's been a journey, and I mean, obviously, we're hoping for a series. If it doesn't go to series at this stage, then, you know, we just keep working. That's all we know, man.
Perseverance, man, is the key in any creative industry that we're in, because there are so many knockbacks at every juncture, 100%. And it's so frustrating. But fingers crossed.
Have you had any? Have you been out on location filming any sketches that have gone horribly wrong?
Oh man!
like cops turn up and
what we shot, actually, we shot a small segment that we have. It'll probably sound out of context if I say it without you watching it, but it's like a parody on jihadi sort of stuff. I feel bad saying it, but
no. Every good comedy show needs a racist segment.
Yeah, exactly. So we shot that, and it was because it's obviously a very serious situation. Which obviously everybody acknowledges. But I guess you can always comedy's just another world, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so we've done that, and when we shot that, we were shooting it right next to a field of cows. So by the time we finished and we walked out, the cows were literally a few yards away from us. Right. Loads of them as well. There's like a big ball in the middle looking right at us. So we scoot out of there ASAP. It was mad.
Yeah,
never work with animals or children.
And you know what?
That's the rule.
God.
Yeah, it's mad. Man. And there was another time. This wasn't to do with the actual pilot that we shot with ITV, but we shot a short film years and years ago.
I think this is our first short film we've done, wasn't it?
The first thing that we ever did. 2007. Before we even knew what we wanted to do, we just thought, let's just shoot a film.
Yeah,
as you do when you're 16 years old. And we casted from the internet, and we got an actor to come down to set. We didn't know this guy. We just met him on set. we had a car that was uninsured, and we were driving around. And we had an actor in the back of it, and we actually crashed the car. Well, I didn't crash the car. My friend crashed the car. and we had to get out and run from the police. And this guy, this innocent actor who came down just to act, had to run away from the police with us.
It was crazy. This is, I guess, a testament to, I think, about eight years ago. early days. It was just crazy.
And it's a good inspiration for sketches as well. You've just reminded me. I had one, funnily enough, that I'd totally forgotten until just now. But I was shooting a music video last year for my last EP, and we were shooting it in Hackney Wick in like the supermarket, and all of a sudden all these like armed police came in, and like while we were shooting, and we're like, "Fuck, what's going on?" They're like, "You've all got to get out because there's an unexploded World War II bomb.
What?
That's just been found, like literally feet away from where we were shooting."
Mad. Wow. Was that filmed? I saw that on an episode of Patrol Cops or something like that.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Oh, wow. I think it was filmed. That was aired. That's crazy.
We still had to go.
As he's talking about bombs, a mate of mine back in Melbourne was trying to shoot a sketch years and years and years ago, like dressed up as like a sort of Unabomber type character. And he went, I don't know if you have the car rental place here called Rent-A-Bomb. No. It's basically you can rent like a piece of shit car. Essentially, right? Rent a bomb. So when he went in there dressed up as like a Unabomber, I'm going, yeah, g'day, I want to, like, what size bombs you got? I want to rent one. And he was like, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's so funny. Until the guy was like, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, no worries, yeah, yeah, just hold there for a sec. Like, stalled him for about 10 minutes to do like a SWAT team turn.
Crazy. Terrible name for a rental place.
I know. And it's literally like it is a like sort of, you can get really, really cheap cars here. They're like bombs, old bomb cars.
Yeah.
And it's called Rent a Bomb.
Are they still in business?
Yeah.
Or? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in America where they have,
I don't think he's making sketches anymore, but I think
in America they've got Jiffy Lube that I always think is a terribly named car. It's a car place. Fix your car up, you know?
Wow.
It sells a lot of lube.
A car called Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube.
A car mechanic?
I think so, yeah.
What's that movie where someone's got a condom in a car stuck in their ass and have to go to the doctor? That's what Jiffy Lube cars make me think of.
Is that one of your personal movies?
Oh, damn. Yeah, that was a whole movie.
That's a whole movie.
Not to shot myself. Yeah. Netflix and chill solo. Hey, I've got another tune of yours now where I Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. Why did you guys choose this one?
I think Ty chose this one, didn't you?
I didn't, you chose it, but okay. I guess
it speaks for itself, yeah.
Was that your first fight?
We did this a lot, by the way.
I guess it's self-explanatory, really. So it's a motivational tune, you know, positive. Yeah. Yeah, all that kind of good stuff.
Nice.
And it's one we listen to when we're feeling a bit down.
Oh, but not me. Bless.
No, we don't listen to music together like that.
Oh, cute.
Man, no,
when you're a bit sad, you walk out in the rain and cry and for nice walk so no one can see that you're crying in the rain?
No,
like
I don't.
In the shower. No, cousins, it's not weird.
Not together, though.
Here we go, some Tupac for you. And we'll, Ty and Kai joining us, sticking around in the studio right here. Little girl named Corinne.
The sweeter the juice, I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if he can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a mess. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
It's a setup, and even though you're fed up, you gotta be your head up. And to all the ladies having babies on their own, I know it's kinda rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things go all down this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. Gotta keep your head up.
Tupac on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Last Skeptic Skeppers filling in for Doc Brown, who is away today. And we're joined by Kai and Ty from the Ty and Kai Show.
Yes.
Hi everyone. Hello.
And as always, this time of the show, it's time for
Oh Hell No.
Right, it's time to ban things. You're English. Well, even though I've got an Australian accent, I was born here, so it's deep rooted in me that I like to whinge and I get naggy ears whenever I can.
Yeah. Hey. Pause. It was a pause moment.
Definitely a pause moment. This week, what we I want to talk about is the tampon tax. Now, if you don't not aware of what this is, so basically, there is currently still a tax on tampons because they are considered a luxury item rather than a necessity by the government. Is it just like everybody's pretty outraged about this? Obviously, how on earth could tampons be considered a luxury item?
Yes, I don't know what to say, to be honest.
Bloody ridiculous!
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted. Seriously, I haven't got enough word for it. Yes,
that's a great intro. Obviously, people are losing their minds about this everywhere. You know, it's a great photo of a girl on Instagram with four tampons over her eyes, lying back on the couch, going, "Oh, so nice to just lie back and pamper yourself sometimes." it's so crazy. So I mean, some of the non-essential luxury items, right? Private jets, exotic meats.
Wow,
those are non-luxury. Did you say?
Yeah,
they're non-luxury.
They are considered non-luxury items.
Private jets.
Private jets. Wow. How about that?
Exotic meats. Well, like kangaroo and
crocodile. How crazy is that, man? It really is unbelievable. Like, the list of things that are considered not luxury items is absolutely mind-blowing to think of something that is obviously needed. Obviously needed.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
So,
wow. Conservatives.
What we want to do here, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. What law or rule do you want banned? It can be anything across the board here. We can keep it really as broad as you want. We've got to ban that one straight away. That's just a complete...
It's mad. Tampons obviously I'm not a woman and I can just imagine women being really outraged.
Yeah.
Have you heard what they're also doing with tampons?
What?
You know the string? You know they're actually going to change it to make it a tinsel now?
Really?
Yeah. So the string on the tampons, they're making it a tinsel. Apparently, though, it's only for the Christmas period.
Can I just tell you something that's going to really scar that joke for life?
That's great.
Told this story a couple of times because it's just too tormenting. I need to share it as much as possible. But exactly on that tip, right? When I was a kid, where's the sad music? We were right? Me and my mum, single parent, we were poor, right? I come home from school. My friend's parents had dropped me off, and it was around Christmas time. And Mum had set up the little Christmas tree in the corner, which was a pot plant, just a everyday pot plant. And the decorations were tampons that she dipped in glitter because she was like, didn't think we could afford the whole decorations and stuff like that. So I came home, look at this fucking pot plant with tampons covered in glitter, going like with presents under it. Going, please no, please don't be our Christmas tree.
So when you say pot plant, do you mean a weed plant?
No. Like a like, you
oh,
know,
like a pot, just in a pot.
What do you call it? Like a fern or something?
Yeah, no, yeah, we call like it pots, but I just like wasn't sure.
Cheese plant or something.
God,
it
man.
All sounds like a bit of a fire hazard to me.
That's crazy. It does, doesn't it? I know.
That's crazy. Man.
I bought a pot plant as well, but
did you?
That's mad. That no, is mad.
Crazy.
Man. Yeah, I know.
Bless you. Bless you, my child. Well, you know, I actually have, like, basically, I was thinking about, you know, we were discussing it earlier. You know, if you heard this, but, you know, it's legal, right? If you're a pregnant lady, you can, and you have nowhere to piss, and you see a policeman, you can legally ask, as a pregnant lady, not that I am one, you can, don't be fooled by my appearance.
I had a joke ready to deliver. I don't know you that well yet, so I'll leave that to the next time you come on the show.
And you can legally ask the police officer to give you his helmet, lol, to fucking...
Are you serious?
To urinate in if you're a pregnant lady.
Are you serious?
So, like, so what I was going to say is, like, that's a fucking amazing law.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, completely scrap that law and just make it legal for everyone. Non-pregnant ladies, men, children, animals. Everyone should be able to get a cop's helmet
and piss in it.
Done. Rule. Banned. Wow. Gone. That's it. I would really, really love to test that theory. Yeah. I would really, really love to test it.
You've got long hair. I think we're halfway there.
Hey, I thought we just said we didn't know each other well enough yet.
Yeah, no, okay.
And you jumped straight in for the kill.
Sorry. You with your long hair.
Yeah.
Look
I
at
would
you.
Do it, though. I did dress up as a slutty ghost for Halloween, so why Whoa. Not? What's the one step?
A sloast.
What about this one? It's illegal to sing any profane or obscene song or ballad in any street in the UK. That's a current law.
It's illegal to sing.
What's an obscene song?
I don't know. Something with swear words?
Mm. So if I wanted to just casually walk down the street singing in a club.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Can't do
it's
it.
It's illegal.
Banned.
You'd have to sing the clean version.
Yeah, the radio version.
The radio version.
The radio version.
Okay, well, what about when you're filming a video, a rap video, and you're doing it in the street? Is
it's
that
illegal.
Yeah.
Really?
You're breaking the law.
Wow.
Wow.
So ban that one?
Yeah, let's get rid of
let's
that.
Let's get
rid of
that one.
Let's get rid of that one.
Done. We want to hear from you. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email HD at FUBARradio.com. And let us know what rules. It could be rules even.
Yeah.
Another one I want done, because I'm going through this right now at the moment and it's really driving me insane, is having to pay real estate agents for a credit check.
Mm.
Man, where does this come from? Like, I can get a credit check done for $2 online, if not free, and my real estate want to charge me $300.
What?
That's ridiculous.
Well, just give them your login.
House that I've lived in for 5 months. They've now decided they want to do a credit check. Yeah, got to know me a bit better, and they're that like, actually, crazy. Pretty sketchy.
I hate that. You could get a lot of camembert for that money.
They can get a whole, like, imagine one big wheel of
you
camembert.
You could get a wheel of cheese, man.
Oh,
That's all I want. It's a wheel of cheese.
I've got another tune of yours, Ty and Kai, The Game. You've got 100 featuring Drake.
Yes.
Why did you guys pick this one?
And when I first heard it, I was like, yep, this is my get up song. This is my song that I listen to when I just need to feel one, when I'm feeling 100, and when I'm feeling 99 and I need to feel 100, then this is that 1% that I need. Do you know what I mean? So.
Amazing. Get your tweets coming too of rules or old laws that you want banned, and we'll get them out right here on the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR.
Real nigga shit. Other night at your crib, it was like me, Black, 40, OB. We just sitting there talking about life. Play some beats. But I forgot to tell you one thing. Niggas called me to set you up. Want me to come and wet you up. Cause you are out of town, nigga, like Biggie. Heard about the shit with Diddy, so I came through to vest you up. And I got a vest for 40, a vest for Hush, a vest for every nigga with an owl on his chest. And what? I got LA Unified. You better all commit suicide. Teachers ain't testing us. See, I know how I feel to be platinum plus. Niggas is jealous of you, so they try to wrap you up, tax you up. But it's OVO blood money, nigga. Catch these bullets like you catch the bus. Dog fame is a motherfucker. Do a nigga four favors when you came through the fifth. How soon they forget? Run up on you at your granny house, do you nine like fifth? How a nigga supposed to love you niggas? Heart beating fast when I dap and when I hug you niggas. Dre told me not to trust you niggas. Your energy off, you finicky, I rush you niggas. Just walk around the crib like, why a nigga can't live? Get this money, fuck these bitches though. Think about the beef like, we can pass these motherfucking straps like a physical. This my city, nigga, everybody know it. Riding around town, just me and my 4 pounds. Tucked in my time for us, hoping I ain't gotta show it. LA
niggas be the craziest. These niggas do some shady shit. Niggas will run up on your car, catch you off guard like the Lil Wayne and baby shit. 40, I'm fucked up.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
LA, yeah. Crazy.
100.
LA.
All I ever ask is 100.
LA,
yeah.
LA.
Thank me later, thanks for nothing, thanks for bluffing. Thank you so, so much for wearing your true colors to every single fucking function. Had niggas tell me to my face how we were family and how they love me. Why they were skimming off the budget, now when I see them, they're the ones that's acting funny. People been reaching out to me and I'm on some straight unresponsive shit. I would have so many friends if I didn't have money, respect, and accomplishments. I would have so many friends if I held back the truth and I just gave out compliments. I would have all of your fans if I didn't go poppin', I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence. I'm in the club every time that they play the competition. If they even play the competition, then I seen the response they get. Yeah, nobody's even hearing it. On top of the pyramid, might go to Jamaica, disappear again. My circle got so small that it's superior. Saying to myself, y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
LA, yeah. Crazy.
100.
LA.
All I ever ask is 100.
LA,
yeah.
That was my real nigga. Held a nigga down since he was a little nigga. If he was still alive, he would kill niggas. He was Lil Snoop, I was Meek Mill. Niggas know how it feel when you missing your nigga though. Can't think so you roll up that indigo. Stressing while driving down Figaro. Blowing kush clouds until his ghost is in my ghost. Damn. Make a real nigga wanna give his life to God like here we go. Screaming frog name at the clouds, they don't hear me though. Guess they too busy with Tupac and Biggie though. You niggas don't feel me though, that was on Shug's watch. I take Shug's watch, you dissing Drizzy, that's cool, but don't come to my city though. Not even in H-Town. So underground that I gotta be a trill nigga. Strapped up from the waist down, that's word to Pimp C. J. Prince is my real nigga. Shit was so simple when Hinchman was out. He had a young nigga right there with Meech. So happy when Blue Da Vinci got out. We came up on these California streets. LA niggas be the craziest. These niggas do some shady shit. Niggas will run up on your car, catch you off guard like the Lil Wayne and baby shit. Got a nigga confused, but why a nigga gotta choose? Don't even matter, dawg, cause I'ma always be a real nigga. Always be a real nigga. I never learned how to be nothing but a real nigga.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
Yeah.
100. All I ever ask is 100. Yeah. 100. All I ever asked is 100.
Game featuring Drake, 100.
That beat is crazy.
Yeah, man. So
and you know what? There's the version that Stormzy does over that beat as well. Is
oh yeah, I've seen this one. Yeah, it's wicked. It's wicked.
Yeah, yeah. So
it sounds like a Dr. Dre beat.
Yeah.
Nice. You're on FUBAR's Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph, Doc Brown's away. We've got Last Skeptic, Skeppers filling in.
Yeah, that's right. It's a fact.
And we have got Ty and Kai from the Ty and Kai Show on ITV2 joining us in the studio right now.
Hi.
As well. And we're of course, we're doing Illegalize It. This is our part of the show where we give you a chance to basically just get a little bit, you know, anything that's got you a little bit vexed, and we want to know what you want to ban. What laws or rules you want banned, because we've been talking about the tampon tax, and this is just crazy considering tampons a luxury item is insane. Absolutely insane. People are pretty upset. Like, I heard one woman went up to Parliament and stood on the steps and just bled all over herself to show how much of them really are not a luxury item at all. They're actually just a human necessity.
You would have thought someone in you know, the Tories camp would have been, a woman would have been like, hey guys, you know, someone. I don't think, you know, we should do that. But
anyone. I know.
Yeah, but if they're Tory, that means they're not real human beings. Ooh. So they don't really have the functions.
Go in there for the team. I tell you what, another rule, because you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or email hd@fubarradio.com. What rules or laws that you want banned? How about this one? This is a pretty of a weird rule that I definitely want banned. Apparently, it's an offence to be drunk and in charge of a cow in Scotland. Now, that's really whack, because that's definitely on the list of something that I wanted to do sometime soon.
You know, just totally ruins all of my activities planned this weekend.
I know. For starters, like, how are you're not going to do cow tipping sober, are you?
My question is, how are you even in charge of a cow? What does that involve, to be in charge of a cow?
I think it's all about delegation, really. If you're in an office and
smart management,
that's it. You know, you just got to literally know where to put the cow. If you've got filing to be done,
Hey, hey, Skeppers, you're doing really well. We're going to promote you. This is a cow. Now, can you just show it around? Okay, cool.
I can't. I'm drunk at the moment.
That's it. I can't do it.
Maybe tomorrow.
It's actually illegal. Yeah, sorry about that. There's a few about cows here, actually, on our list of
illegal things.
By a few, I mean, I saw one other one. Here we go. The Metropolitan Streets Act 1867, merely last week, prohibits the driving or conducting of any cattle through any street between the hours of 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. So, driving or conducting. So if they've got instruments,
yeah, right. Can't compose a herd of cattle. Again, it's really sad. It should definitely be banned, because it's just not fair. Like, I think that would be a really nice harmony.
Exactly.
The methane band.
And after 7 p.m, I'm too tired to drive or conduct cattle in the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, just for you, Skeppers. Banned.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I'll get your tweets in of rules or laws you want banned. We've had Kieran and Tooting has tweeted saying, I'd ban people riding their bikes on pavements. Get on the bloody road.
Wow.
I think it actually is a law.
It is a law.
Pretty sure it is. So, do you want that law banned? Or?
No.
I don't know. They're annoying. I mean, I'm a driver, and cyclists are annoying. I'm sorry for the cyclists. Yeah. But, I don't know. Maybe they can just. I don't know.
Well, they're making movements to say make some more
the cycle highways
cycle
and stuff.
Here.
Yeah, and I cycled it today, in fact. And like, but sometimes you need to be on the pavement because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
And I like it. Yeah. I like it because I like it.
He likes to ride right up to the door, slightly in the office.
And I like to use my legs.
Knock the door with the wheel. How about that?
Rise to his desk and sit down. That explains the bike over there. Actually, I was wondering why there was a bike.
You know what I mean. I'm actually on my bike right now. That's it.
Ed in Catford has tweeted saying, I'd make condoms free. I want to ban them being costing anything at all. Got to use a rubber when getting your flex on. Right. Yeah.
Strap it up before you slap it up.
Oh, no glove, no love. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, you remember those Westwood adverts that he used to do?
Tim Westwood
did like a bunch for safe sex, and the line was, strap it up before you slap it up.
I guess that's another thing that makes me feel old.
I didn't even see. Were they on TV?
No, it was pretty sure. I don't know, maybe.
Oh.
Have a Google.
Have a gander at your leisure. Have a Michael Google.
Have a
Google. Sam in Essex has tweeted saying, why is eating a swan illegal still? I'd love to munch on that fat bird. Stupid law. Ban it. Now, I'm assuming that Sam is referring to that it is still currently illegal to eat a mute swan, which is a type of swan, unless you're the Queen of Great Britain.
Yeah.
That is really...
It's a protected animal, isn't it?
Right.
In fact, funny enough, I was driving once in Lewisham and there was a swan in the road, and well, before I got to the swan, there was like a whole bunch of like cars were literally backed up for about a mile.
Wow.
And then I realised what it was because the swan was in the road and there was a guy that was stopping cars from driving near it. Wow. So he was leading the cars, he couldn't touch it.
You can't even touch it.
Well, he clearly weren't touching it. He couldn't put his hands in it. He was just protecting it from the cars, and he was like in the high vis and everything.
And the cars had to go around.
It was crazy.
But you can eat it if you're the queen.
Yeah.
So if she came up like fully, just like barbecue sauce,
She's good. In fact, I got invited to the Princess, I think it's Princess Anne, her garden party a couple of years ago, 2012. And I would have loved to have tried some swan at that on that occasion, but there weren't any, which is a shame.
This isn't about us, this is about you guys. And Sam and Essex, if you want eating an illegal swan to be banned, done. Gone. Absolutely gone.
Simple.
Dan in Essex has tweeted us saying, I'd like to ban the Kardashians.
Yep, I'm with you.
I'd like to ban.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that. Ban them from everything.
Yeah. Well, there's not really a law about the Kardashians at the moment, but or is there a law? Is there a rule?
You can't drive a Kardashian while drunk, maybe.
Maybe so. You can't drive or conduct any Kardashian through the street between the hours of 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think with any of these laws, just replace it with Kardashian. I think we're pretty good.
And then here we go. The last one is from Louisa in Tatsfield. She's tweeted saying, I'd make Cadbury Freddo's 10p again. Okay, what rule or law do you want banned?
Good shout.
And she said, make Cadbury Freddo's 10p again. Right, are we talking about the same thing here?
I mean, I do agree with her.
I know. That's where the struggle is.
What happened to Taz's?
Taz's were wicked.
Yeah. Yes. Because now they've just got caramel Freddo's rather than Taz's, which were caramel Freddo's.
Yeah. He's getting old, isn't he?
Those
photo shoots. Those photo shoots to get out of him.
Wicked.
Oh, no.
Hey, Ty and Kai, so tell us a bit about what you guys have got coming up, because I know you've got another stage show coming up soon as well. So we've got 5 minutes left of the show. Let's get pluggy on it.
Yes. So we've got a show coming up. Time and venue to be confirmed, the date and venue to be confirmed, but we're looking at the Rich Mix Theatre. We're not sure. If you stay tuned to Ty and Kai on Twitter or follow Ty and Kai Comedy on Facebook, you know all the announcements will be there.
Yep.
But we are doing a live show
called The Night Before Christmas with Ty and Kai.
Yep. And it involves stand-up comedy, some sketches, live sketches on stage, and some pre-recorded sketches that will be shown on a massive screen behind us. Great. As well. Sick. So it's a fun night. We did one in August, went down well, and we're doing the next one for, like a Christmas special. So it'll be cool. But again, yeah, just follow at Ty and Kai, TYANDKY on Twitter, and all the announcements and all the dates and venues and details will be announced in the next coming week or
great.
So.
Yeah.
So is that kind of a little bit like Chappelle's Show, how they sort of stand out there and you sort of throw to things like that? Because I've really sort of missed that platform.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that.
Damn, is that what you guys are aspiring to? Getting like a 50 mil contract and then just bouncing?
I think that's what we're all aspiring to.
I've had that conversation today, actually.
If it's 51 mil, we'll take it, but 50 mil, nah.
What's being done?
Walk away.
Need the luxury jet, luxury item.
Luxury
tampons. Luxury, that's it. Need to afford my tampons.
So I know I've made it. When I got them gold plated tampons. What you know about gold plated tampons?
The glitter dipped tampons.
Oh, that's really, really messed up. Hey guys, thanks so much. It's been heaps of fun having you in.
Thanks for having us, man. Yeah, man.
Thank you. The Ty and Kai Show. So just to sort of reiterate, you've had the pilot has aired already.
Yes.
And that was on the 1st of November, yeah?
Yes.
Yep.
So what? And then you are finding out. So is this the way it works? Is they just air one episode and then they sort of make a decision whether to commission a series in the next following kind of couple of weeks or something?
Yeah, like? Well, I mean, that's generally it works. They sort of, they'd either give you a pilot which is aired on TV or which is called a TX pilot, or they give you a pilot which is called a non-TX, which isn't aired on TV. So you make it for them and they watch it in-house and they make a decision. We got a TX one. It was aired after Extra Factor. It went down well. Well, it went down reasonably well from what I can... I mean, I don't want to make myself sound like a god or anything, but it went down reasonably well.
But if people might want to make that comparison, then that's fine.
So then they'll make a decision. I mean, they could take up to 6 months. They could make a decision in a week. And who knows?
Fingers crossed. Online now,
ITV
basically.
That's
the most important
20 days, I think.
Yeah.
Time, Kai.
Cheers, man. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Wow, thank you.
We did want to save the last couple of minutes just to say a massive thanks to Last Skeptic for coming in on the show. Oh, such a good guy.
I mean, an average guy at best, but I appreciate that.
Definitely above average.
You know what? I'm going to do a quick plug as well, because my new EP, Revenge is the Best Success, is out on the 20th of November next week. Go cop that, steal it, I don't care. And then also, December the 3rd is my EP launch party. It's free entry at the Old Blue Lust, and it's me with my full 8-piece band and special guests. Michael Payne is jumping on for a song. I've got Dream McLean is jumping on. So we've got lots of special guests. Just December the 3rd, Old Blue Lust, come on down.
Bang. Last Skeptic. Nice. Revenge is the Best Success. Available, released through BitTorrent, is that right?
Yeah, free. It's just all free. Go on iTunes.
Oh, sorry.
And support all of my habits.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you're a G, man. I really, really appreciate having you in.
Thank you for having me.
Good guy. How have you felt filling in for Doc? Because you were a bit worried about it, weren't you?
No, really, really sad.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm really. The whole show has just been a really sad experience.
No, come on. We need to go out on a high, mate. Don't do that. Come on. What's been really sad?
Well, I just feel like the whole weight of the world is on my shoulders. I just stare out into the distance for what seems like forever. Seems like happiness is just so far away. Just reminds me of being a young boy, having all my dreams stolen from me.
It's really sad. On that note, if you want to go back and listen to any of the shows, you can download the hilarious Tuesday Roundup.
So funny today.
From you can go to the iTunes app. It's a free bar radio free app. You can download for Twitter. You can go to the website foobarradio.com and find out all the details on there. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next week.